Hi there and welcome to Healthy You, Healthy Love. This is Nadine Piett and today we're going to be talking about husband material hotspots. Now, some people when they first read this topic, they think, are you going to tell me where to go to meet a husband, not someone else's husband? I'm going to be talking about how to meet your future husband. So one of the things I want to share straight away though is this may not be the kind of information that you're expecting. A lot of women think that I'm going to be able to say, if you go to this place, you're going to meet this guy, or the only husband material ready men or relationship ready men are going to be at a certain location. And I cannot guarantee that, I'm sorry. However, I'm going to give you some amazing tools and some, obviously, also some things that you might be doing that are actually stopping you from meeting the kind of man that wants exactly what you want. Love, commitment, attention, affection, intimacy, passion, fire, desire, to snuggle with you, to speak with you and learn about you and learn about each other and become better people and grow and create something that's lasting and beautiful and connected. So basically, we're going to sort of go from a different angle here because I'm not going to get straight into where to go to meet a guy. I'm going to be talking about something that is critical if you want to find the guy for you. And what I'm going to be discussing is something called your love land. Your love land is the foundation or the foundations you need to find the love you want. And most people, you see, tricks alone don't work when we want to find love. Because if you don't like who you are, if you're not sure about what you want, if you get nervous and anxious around men, then even if you did meet the guy that you really want and a guy that's perfect for you, it may not work out, or it probably wouldn't work out, because this love land, this foundation that you need for healthy love is not present. So I'm going to be going through around about 8 points here that are going to absolutely draw you, move you closer to that special guy. So now not all of these 8 points are going to relate to you, though it's something that each point will be relative to you and valid on some level, because sometimes there's a lot of subconscious stuff that we're not aware of that we're doing. And sometimes it's just good to know because at that moment it's not an issue, but it could be in the future. So it's really, really good to understand these points so that they actually carry you through that intimacy, the love that you want. So if you've read my Magnetize Mr. Right, you would have heard about me talking about barren land. So what kind of soil, the fertility level of your soil, which is your foundations, your love land. So are you preparing your soil for love? Or are you full of is your soil or your foundations full of rocks and pebbles and weeds, etc.? So it's kind of really important to think about it. What am I bringing to the table? Because we all want a guy who's fantastic. We want a guy who's sexy and sophisticated maybe, or maybe you like a guy who's a bit more rugged or nerdy. We're all going to have different types of men that we like. That's why it's important that we understand this first, because no matter what kind of guy we like, it's important to have this information sorted. So we're going to be going through the stuff that makes your land fertile for love. So one of the things that stops us from finding the love we want is our social circle. And this is one of the tips to finding love, but it's also one of the things that stops us. So who are your friends? Have you cultivated your life in general? Because a lot of people are sitting at home on a Friday night, a Saturday night, Monday night, Wednesday night, they're in their pajamas or they're in their trackies or something, or they don't get out of the work clothes and they maybe watch a movie, maybe talk to a couple of girlfriends on the phone. Maybe you're even online dating, but you're not really necessarily moving towards finding love or increasing your circle of friends. And also, what kind of friends do you have? Do you have friends that, you know, that are sociable or not? So one of the key things that kind of contributes to your love land or the fertile ground that we want to create for you is looking at your friendships and whether your friends support you. If you have friends that are negative about love and relationships, then it's going to be really hard for you when you're out socially to be able to meet people, because they can be quite negative and down on love and down on meeting people, and can kind of like sever you and stop you from actually getting out there and mingling with other people. So just really be mindful of that. Also, your mindset. If you want to find love, then you've got to have a look at what thoughts that you're creating. What kind of ideas do you have around love and intimacy? Do you think that all men hurt you? Do you think that men are a waste of time? Do you think that men only want one thing? I can assure you, men want more than sex. Very few men are thinking that all they want is sex. Most men deep down want love and intimacy too. Just like men, you know, don't necessarily go about it the same way we do, though ultimately men and women want the same thing. They want love, acceptance, intimacy, kindness, compassion, sharing and caring. So what's your inner dialogue telling you or saying to you about love? And there's this concept that I have about how fit is your brain for love. You know, we exercise our bodies to get stronger. We eat a certain way to feed our bodies for nutrition, for energy. But what are we doing with our minds? So one of the things is that you could think, is my mind fit for love? Is my mind fit for anxiety? What kind of thoughts do you have? Are you exercising anxiety-filled belief systems? Are you exercising love-based belief systems? What are you exercising with your brain, with your mind, day in, day out? So this is critical. Your mindset. Do you believe that you're deserving of love? Do you believe that there are great men everywhere? What are you exercising? What beliefs are you repetitively saying? What muscles in the mind, in the brain, what neural pathways are you conditioning regularly? What kind of body do you want to have? Is the same thing as saying, for me to say about the mind, what kind of shape mind do you want to have? What do you want it to promote? Health, love, what is it that is important to you? And how do you want to feel on the inside? The way that you feel on the inside will be reflective in as to what you're exercising in the brain, the thoughts that you are repetitively doing, what muscles, what ways of thinking that you're making part of who you are. So a healthy mindset is thinking of things in a more proactive kind of way, the word positive is not a word I like to use too much, but in an effective way. How can I think in a way that's effective, that is bringing me closer and closer to love, compassion, closer to heart connection, to warmth, to gooiness, to fuzziness, to attraction, to sexiness, to sensuality? Do I feel I'm sexy? Do I think I'm sexy? A sexual being? Am I comfortable with my body? And that, and the sex and the sexuality point is a topic that I'm going to be talking about shortly, which is really important as well. All right. So the next thing is, it may be obvious to you that maybe one of the points or one of the ways to meet men is to get out there and do some activities. Unfortunately, though, a lot of people aren't doing those things themselves. If you were already out in the world acting on your interests and your hobbies regularly, you may have actually met someone by now. Maybe. You're going to see why I say maybe shortly, because I'm going to be talking about the key things that women do that block finding a man that is husband material, even if they are in a hot spot. So, yeah, your activities. What do you enjoy? What makes your heart sing? Is it dancing? Is it yoga? Is it archery? Is it pistol shooting? I mean, you know, I know that the gun laws, etc., but it's a sport, you know, in a healthy fashion. Thought I'd just mention it. I actually quite like pistol shooting. Not that I do it very often. I've only done it a couple of times in my life, but I thought it was great fun. Anyway, moving on. What about singing, choirs, gym, CrossFit, Pilates, architecture? Like, what do you enjoy? What gives you energy? What feeds you? Could be cooking classes, going to do learning about different food and different cultures. What is it that you love? And if you love these things, why aren't you doing it? So this is the foundations, making your life fertile. Because you can meet the most amazing man, but if you're not happy with you, if you're not liking you, if you're not engaged in your own life, then normally things don't flow with someone. You can be the most beautiful person, the most sweetest, kindest person, but still, if you're not engaged with your life, then you run the risk of becoming needy and putting too much pressure on a relationship to fill the lack of nutrients, because I bring it back to the land, the lack of water, the lack of food, the lack of nurturing that's going on in your own life will affect the relationship that you have with another, because you become reliant. And another thing is the mental and emotional health. So mindset is linked into this, that a lot of people, when they talk about health, they talk about their body, you know, how slim they are, how overweight they are, how good they feel, though your emotional health is closely linked. And the way that you feel emotionally and how your body is very closely, that's all linked into each other. So how do you feel about your body? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about your mind? How do you feel? Like, how do you present yourself to the world? Do you feel good about you? Do you love your body? Do you feel healthy? Do you feel like you treat your body with love and kindness? Do you feel like you treat your mind with love and kindness? Because you want love. You want to bring and draw love in. So how are you treating yourself with love? I talk about this in great detail in Never Lose Him. And a lot of you may have read that, maybe you haven't. Though in Never Lose Him, I talk a lot about the emotions and mindset and your self-worth. And all that is so important. If you don't believe you're worthy of love, then you don't create the love that you really want, or you'll let it pass you by. It'll just slip away from you. Also, are you prioritizing love in your life? So many women have this idea that they force it, then it won't come to them, and love should just happen. They'll be walking down the street and they'll meet the guy or the man of their dreams. That could happen. This is true. Though, sitting on your couch or chatting with girlfriends on the phone is not going to bring love to you. Walking with your head down in the street so that you literally have to bump into someone is unlikely to happen. Does happen, but it's unlikely. Are you putting yourself out there and engaging with the world? So that's really important. And another thing is that a relationship cannot be your answer to happiness. Happiness is one of the most unusual goals. And I talk about this in Never Lose Him as well, that so many of our parents, and we grow up, and even you, if you're a parent, and you might say to your children, oh, you know, when you grow up all I want you to be is happy. But the thing is that things happen in life that don't make us happy. We get hurt. Relationships don't work out. Sometimes people cheat. Sometimes we're the ones cheating. Sometimes we're being lied to. Sometimes we lie. The more honest with yourself you are, the more connected to yourself, the more loving, the kinder, more kinder you are to yourself, the more you believe in your self-worth, then the happier you will be. If you want to survive in the dating world and meet a relationship-ready man who's ready to be a husband, to commit to his loving, beautiful, gorgeous, sexy woman, smart and savvy woman, then all this stuff, all these points need to be addressed and cultivated in your life. So no man is responsible for your happiness. You are responsible for your happiness. I recently was speaking to a friend of mine, which brings me back to prioritizing and getting out there and doing things. And I know a couple of women who say that, you know, as I said before, love will just happen. Yet I believe that you've got to be gracious, heart connected and centered in the process, and there's nothing wrong with getting out there and meeting as many people as you possibly can. A lot of women worry about being or coming across as needy. Your intention will define and will determine how you come across to other people. Intention is huge. I just spoke about happiness. What's your intention for a relationship? Is your intention to become happy? That's a problem. Is your intention to stop the loneliness? That is another problem. You can be desperately, desperately lonely in a relationship that's not healthy. And you can be desperately lonely in a relationship that's lovely, with a great man. If you don't like yourself, you will still feel empty. So this first part of this recording is all about you loving you. You being okay with you no matter what happens. Because it's going to be the thing. Like your love land, your love foundations are the thing that are going to set you apart from the other women. And that is going to allow you to more effectively find the love that you actually want. Okay, so now that we've spoken about that, then we're going to move on to common complaints that women have, which links into mindset. So some women think that there's not enough men. I live in a city where there's more women than men. There's not enough men to go around. Well, there are women who are finding love in that city every day. But they're probably doing something different than most other women. What are those things that they're doing differently? And I'm going to talk about that soon. So is it really true that there aren't enough men to go around? Or enough men in the world for you to find someone that you love? I live in such a small town. I don't live in a big city. There's no men. Well, maybe there aren't that many men. Though there are men out there and there are ways to meet other men. Or you might want to move. Maybe not. Maybe that's not if that's not a solution or it's not what you want, then there are ways of finding people. There's online. There's other apps. There are ways. So, and if love is really that important to you, then you'll make certain things happen if that's what you really want. Some women believe that no man wants a woman with kids. Why would he want a woman who's single with 2 kids or 3 kids or even 4? I know plenty of women who have children and have on their second marriage and very happy. And the man embraced those children like they were his own. And there was never an issue. So you've just got to find the right guy for that. There are plenty of men who are even older, who didn't have children and would love to be with a woman who has children. They might not want to have any more children or any children at all, but they would love to be with a woman who has children, because it adds an element into their life that they feel like they potentially have missed out on or not experienced. So they get to experience a taste of family and that community feeling, that sort of loveliness of sort of the buzz and energy of children within that relationship. Some women say they're too busy for a relationship. This is another common complaint that is once again crap. It's bull dust. If you want love, you will find love. You'll invite love into your life. No one is ever really too busy. It is all based on your priorities. Everything is about what is your priority. You can have other priorities, but it can be one of your priorities amongst a selection of priorities. And so as busy as we can get, and I can relate to that, I too get really, really, really busy. And it's not even about love and relationships. It could be about your health and your fitness. This could be about your love land, your love foundations. Too busy, why would you be? None of us are too busy for what really matters. Some people are sitting on the couch for 2 hours at night because they're exhausted and they're watching some TV show or, you know, watching episode after episode after episode of a series that they love, when they could be out making an effort to do something, meet someone, or, yeah, trying to meet someone online. There are always ways to meet someone. You're never too busy for love if that's what you truly want, but you've got to be honest with yourself about what you really, really want. So one other thing that is a common issue is some people overdo this or underdo this next point, interests. Some people believe that someone's interests are the key to finding love. Is that true? Can you meet somebody who is completely different to you and still be compatible with them? I believe that interests do matter to only a point. Though if you don't have common character and value systems, so someone's character determines whether they're going to be able to have a healthy, loving, connected relationship with you, not someone's interests alone. And some women don't think about interests at all and wonder why they can like someone and still not have anything or any common ground. So it's kind of a fine line. Just because you both love pottery classes or you both love sport or you both love meditation and yoga, it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to actually like the person deep down, or that you are just, whether you're compatible. You can like someone and still not be compatible with them. So common interests is great, though don't completely disregard someone if they have different interests to you. Pay attention to their character and their how their personality works with yours, and then you'll find common interests together. I know of a lady who's a naturopath and her husband is in finance. They have a beautiful relationship. They've been together for over 20 years. And as much as they've had their moments over the years, they have a common love for food. And I must say, for a naturopath, she's probably not the healthiest. And they love wine in moderation. And they have a glorious time together cooking and preparing for dinner parties and traveling and talking about food. It's like their thing. They also have children, so they, you know, dealing with family stuff all the time. And they genuinely like each other and they have a fantastic sense of humor. They love each other's sense of humor and they laugh a lot. So you just never know the combination of the person that's standing in front of you, or maybe they like something that you would never be interested in. And you kind of maybe turn your nose up at them thinking, oh my God, a guy who loves that is never going to be for me. When in actual fact, he's a gem of a human being and he is beautiful and he's perfect for you. And so you don't have to support or in that person's interests in the way of always being there for them in that, like going and attending things with them. You can still support them in a more distant fashion. So I hope you understand what I mean, that I hope you're not cutting men out because of interests alone. And so this next point is an extension to that topic. And first of all, in order to meet a man that is husband material, then it's important to recognize who you are and what you really value. So before I talk about, I spoke about character and interests. And so this is going to just expand on that a little bit further. It's imperative that you recognize who you are. So before I talked about your love foundations and, you know, what kind of soil are you kind of cultivating for the love that you actually want? Who are you? How are you showing up in the world? And so if you want to find the love that you really want and you want to skyrocket and like jump and leap ahead from where you are right now, and you want to be able to be closer and even in a relationship in the next couple of months, then it's really important that you recognize who you are. So, and this is also going to help you about to find and know where to meet the kind of guys for you. So, as I said before, interests aren't everything, though interests are still a good place, a starting point to finding love, okay? So, as I said, the character and, you know, your emotional health has a lot to do with compatibility. So let's just say that if you really want to find deep connected love, then you need to find a man who's into deep connection. And as much as men may present that they're not, a lot of men are. So what kind of men are deeper? Or maybe you just like lighthearted men and you don't need a man to be that deep. You just want him to be a good guy. Like, we're all different, remember. So when you know who you are, it's easier for you to find who you want. So this goes back to cultivating yourself. So if you love to go to movies and see movies and you don't make time for it, then go and see movies, but choose places to go where you can meet somebody. So outdoor cinemas where people are sitting in a park and, you know, people are finding their places, or they're on a, they're sitting in chairs at the broad, or they're on a rug and they've got food there and people are talking and mingling. Great place to meet people. Film festivals. You got, sometimes they're held at a normal cinema, though they've got drinks and appetizers and things like that. It's like a function. Try to get included or invited as part of a member of a cinema. Farmers markets. It's a great place to meet food. Meet people who love food. Food, as I said, cooking classes. Great place to meet a guy who loves food, who likes to try new cultures. If you're into consciousness, personal development courses, wonderful way to meet people, particularly if they do group exercises and so forth. I went to a Tantra course recently and I had so many men ask me out. I wasn't available. I was dating someone, at the time. So that was unbelievable how many men were there, because men were there for a reason, not necessarily there to meet somebody, but they're there because they want a deeper and more intimate connection. And conscious sexuality and is not really as much about sex that it is about connection and intimacy. So someone who normally goes to those courses are wanting to overcome deeper issues or overcome fears and blocks around their sensuality and their sexuality and emotional stuff. So a great way to meet some people who are on the same page as you. Pool squads, car shows, as I said before, personal development courses, language classes. If you love a culture and you'd love to know more about it and maybe even spend some time one day, sometime in your life, a French class, Italian class, is it Spanish? What is it? Like, what kind of gets you excited in life? You know, that's a great way to meet a great guy. If you love charity or volunteering, great way to meet someone who's kind of on the same wavelength. Dog parks, easy way to meet someone where you're playing with dogs, talking about dogs. It's awesome. And then, of course, you can ask friends to introduce you to people. Now, this doesn't happen enough, though there are plenty of people out there and people who know people that we may never meet unless we're introduced. So don't be ashamed to ask. I know it can sometimes feel a little bit daunting and you feel a little bit needy, maybe saying, oh, do you have someone for me? Or do you know anyone that I'd be compatible with? Though there are plenty of people that I know who've met through introductions, through friends. Actually, a friend of mine recently had such bad luck with men. She kept going on dates, couldn't meet the right guy that she wanted, and I'd see her every year or so. We weren't super close friends, and the last time I saw her, she was dating someone. It wasn't working out. And then 9 months later, she's getting engaged and met the love of her life. So in that previous relationship, she was trying to make it work and it just wasn't flowing, and that ended. And then a friend of hers introduced her to this guy, and the rest is history. And it's just flowed and been so easy from the get-go. So ask friends. Of course, there's also the gym. But don't rely on just some guy walking up to you in the gym. You've got to also get involved with classes and get interactive. So recognizing who you are and what you like, and also getting over your own limitations, your own belief systems around what you prioritize in your life, so that you actually make the changes to go and do it. So before I go on further, I'm going to talk about the three biggest mistakes women make. And one is waiting for a man to approach. If you want to find love, then you can't wait for a man to approach. Women are allowed to approach men. They've been doing it for centuries. And irrespective of that, it's not that you approached them. It's what you do after you approach the guy. So if you, I actually have this in one of my YouTube videos. Men love to be approached by women. Men get tired of feeling like they've got to be the one to make the first move all the time. And men get shy. And a lot of men just think, oh, she's busy with her friends, she wouldn't be available. Or she's standing there with another guy, a couple of guys and girls, and maybe one of those guys is her boyfriend. She, you know, I don't want to get into a fight or don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to, you know, that's a bit embarrassing, so I won't do it. Therefore, it's important that women feel comfortable making the first move. So if you don't, then you're more likely to morph into that cat lady that everyone keeps talking about that you just don't want to become, okay? So you've got to approach men and feel okay doing it. And I'll have some more tips about that coming up. So that's number one. Number two is the biggest mistake is women just stay with their friends when they're out. You've got to break free of the pack of girls. It's really important. No guy is going to walk up, not normally, to a group of three plus women. Two girls maybe, normally three and above, they're not going to do it. They don't want to. They, as I said, men are shy and more insecure and more uncertain this day and age than they've probably ever been. So it is okay for you to call a guy over, go to the bar on your own, say hello to a guy, ask someone a question. It's a really great way to approach men when you're out or anywhere. And I'm not talking about just in a bar. I'm talking about anywhere is just asking a question or complimenting. Compliments work as well. Ask them a question. Where is the bathroom? Sorry, do you know where the bathroom is? Or what drink do you recommend? Or how do you get from here to here? Or do you know how long this place has been open for? Etc. I mean, depends where you are. There's always something you can ask. Okay, so the third biggest mistake women make with men is leading on a sexual level. In my report that I have, the flirting for love or fun, it's really important to know that there is a different way of flirting. If you're wanting to pick up a guy and have fun and you want a guy to think you're sexy, then sure, go out and dress with everything showing, your cleavage showing, your legs showing, the lipsticks on. You definitely look like you want people to notice you and think you're sexy. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. So there's the physical side of things, the way that you've presenting yourself on a aesthetic, superficial level, and there's also the way that you act. If you are overtly sexual, then guys will think, I'm in like Flynn for sex. And sometimes when the competition is fierce around you, when there's lots of really good-looking women around, you kind of think, well, you know, unless I'm really aggressive in this approach, unless I'm really sexual and kind of baiting him with the physical, then how am I going to get his attention? And the fact is that women get men's attention all the time. You can still be playful and sexy without trying to push the sexiness, without without giving away too much. You can kind of like hook him in and tease him and play with him in a subtle way, in a way that he knows that you're interested and that you have that sexiness and sexuality and sensuality about you, but you're not giving it away. It's not, you know, you're a woman of high value. You have high standards. And the way that you talk, the way that you move your body, and the way that you flirt with him will determine that. So be clean in your behaviors, but also have that level of sexiness without forcing it and without him thinking that he's got it, you know, that he's going to get what he wants with you within that night or the next night after. And also the fourth point is that women don't screen men properly. Just because a guy is cute and you think he's sexy does not mean he's going to be a quality guy. We want a quality guy for you. We're wanting husband material, relationship-ready men for you. We want love, and we want snuggles and touching and long and walking along the beach and weekends away and a lifetime together kind of relationship. So a quality guy wants a quality woman. So what makes a guy a quality guy, and what makes a woman who's a quality woman? So a quality guy is a guy who's a man of his word, a man of good character, a man who consistently shows you that he's got himself, his life, his emotional side, his physical, spiritual, mental. Like he's kind of got his shit together. He's quality. As for a woman who's quality, it's the same applies. You're sweet, you're kind, you're true to your word, you have boundaries, you know what you want, you know what you don't want, but you know how to communicate these things gracefully, clearly, just like you would love a guy to be with you. You're willing to learn and grow. You're wanting to share your life with somebody. You're not playing games, but you're not giving it all away either. You know, so it's important. We want a quality guy for you. So the way that you approach men and attracting a guy and communicating with a guy will be different if you're focused on quality, not just getting attention and having someone like you. It's really important. So they're the four biggest mistakes women make, that they're not clear about the signs of a man who is quality and is actually going to be able to have the kind of relationship that they want. Okay, so one of the other tips that I'd like to share with you is ask your girlfriends to help you, or even your male friends. It's really important to build a community of friends that you can socialize with and do things with. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a friend of yours going and speaking to some people and you coming along and joining in. It doesn't always have to be you. You can have your friends helping you. As long as I said before, what kind of friends? Like, as long as your friends aren't, you know, single too, and you're both always competing for the same guy and attention and affection, that can get a little bit messy. And at the end of the day, a guy's going to like who he's going to like. And if people have a different interested in different things, different women's attracted to different looks, etc. So, of course, there is that element of competition that you don't want. But generally speaking, a wing girl is maybe someone who's got a boyfriend, or a guy friend as well, or a mix of friends. You know, one of the best ways to meet people is go out with groups of people, and have those people invite friends along. You're creating like a fun community of friends, and try and create that for yourself regularly. Gosh, even meetup groups or singles groups, where people are starting, where you can meet people, particularly if you've been married or you're divorced, or your friendships change, or you've moved cities, you don't know many people, then you've got to kind of try and find ways to meet people. So it's networking events, and start suggesting to catch up with people and taking and being proactive about it. And even practicing that with people you're not interested in is a great way to start actually instigating connecting with others, which is going to help you to connect with a guy that you actually like. One other thing that women don't think about is that an opportunity to meet someone happens multiple times per day for most people. It can be at the corner store. It can be at the laundromat. It can be at the DVD store. Not that many people go to DVD stores anymore. Life has changed. I met someone I dated for quite a while at a DVD store when I was, maybe 20. I was pretty young at the time. Anyway, so they're everywhere. They're lining up, getting food, lining up at the cinemas. It's everywhere and anywhere. It's walking up a set of stairs. It's on an elevator. It's in a park, in an exercise, outdoor group activity. The opportunities are everywhere, just that men aren't making that first move. They're waiting for men to approach, which is one of those big mistakes I said before. You can't do that. You've got to be okay to reach out first. And another thing, which is like almost my last point here for this recording, is rejection. So many people get caught up and worried about being rejected. Like, who cares if someone doesn't like you? It's like, you stay. Why wander and kick yourself and go home thinking, oh, you know, I saw that guy at the bar, and or I saw that guy on the street, or I saw that guy, or standing next to that guy crossing the road, and I didn't say anything, and now he's gone, and I may never ever see him again. Why would you do that to yourself? You're rejecting yourself first, based on fear, based on some mindsets, which are in that mind, that you'll be exercising in that mind of yours, that is not helpful. It's okay to be rejected. Who cares? The person doesn't know you. They're not rejecting you. They're just saying no to an opportunity. But you're creating opportunities. And out of all those opportunities you create, there'll be a guy that actually reciprocates. Or multiple. So don't reject yourself first. Let someone else reject you, and even then it's not rejection anyway. It's just a choice. And normally they don't have enough information, so it doesn't really matter. Who cares? This is about opportunity. This is about meeting as many people as you possibly can. Talk to everybody. Meet everybody. You don't know who they know. Stop worrying about the guy liking you. Maybe you're going to like one of his friends. So make it casual and light at first. Ask him to meet you out and ask him to bring his friends along. Ask him to meet you out with your friends. So it's like, hey, you know, you seem really sweet. I don't know if there's anything here, or you don't even have to say that. Say, would you like to catch up with my friends? Come along, bring some friends, have some fun. Like, we thrive off community and connecting, and a lot of us aren't doing that, particularly now with the technology and the way the world is. A lot of us even, you know, well, a lot of us are still working around other people, but a lot of us are working from home. More and more entrepreneurs, more and more people working for a company and also working from home. So open your opportunities. Stop worrying about what anyone says or thinks, and just get clear about what you really want and put yourself out there. So all those places that we spoke about, there are plenty. You could write 20, 40, 50 places that you can meet more men, though it doesn't matter about meeting more men, or it doesn't matter where you go if you're not making the move, if you're not breaking the ice, if you're not approaching. And that is the biggest issue. It's approaching. And it's not just approaching and saying hi, it's approaching and then asking them to do something or suggesting to catch up. Just do it. It's okay if you fumble. It's okay if you don't get the result you want. Don't have any expectations. Expectations and attachment to outcome ruins things. Don't have any expectation other than to meet new people and move one step at a time closer to meeting your man that's husband material and the kind of man that you want. And really be mindful of character. Cultivate your character, being the best person that you can possibly be, and look out for a man's character Who is he? What does he stand for? What kind of, how does he treat people? How does he treat you? It's really important. Is he open? Is he expressive on some level? Like, not all men are overly expressive, but yet I know plenty of men who are expressive. So be clear about what's important to you. So how do we move you from being single to meeting your husband or your future husband? So one of the ways to do that is you need to have a plan. And the first plan is just creating opportunities every day. Meeting, talking, approaching men every day. We have moments, as I said, all the time. Walking across the street, getting lunch, anywhere, okay? So really important to do that is just start. Because if you are time poor, then making priorities in your everyday life is number one. The other point is to actually start creating a bit of a plan. So is it getting friends together, saying planning sort of more social outings? Is it going to a singles event? Is it going even to a work networking event where you can meet like-minded people? What is it that is going to make a difference for you? So start planning it and start doing something daily, as I said, although also really specific things, maybe once a week, that's a little bit out of your comfort zone that you've not done before. If you love bushwalking, then do that. I know I had a client who's actually a male, and he used to say to me, I'm so embarrassed to go bushwalking on my own. Everyone's couples, and I feel like an idiot. That's what he said, an idiot, if I go like a loser on my own. And I said to him, is it true that people only in couples go bushwalking? Is it true that people will think you're a loser if you go bushwalking on your own? I mean, it was crazy. And when I asked him those questions, he laughed. He was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. You're right. I can go love bushwalking and join groups and go as a single. It's like the perfect opportunity to meet someone, to talk along the walk. I mean, it's perfect. And you're spending like lots of time with the group of people. And once again, you don't know who those people know. So practice getting out of your comfort zone and practice challenging those mindsets, those beliefs that you have. Like, get fit in pro-love dialogue. Exercise that way of thinking so you can create new ways and allow beautiful connections to develop and come into your life at any time. So every week, plan something, do something, go out more, join groups, book a course, whatever it is, try and attend events that has both men and women. It's perfect. And if it's not, then when you're going to events where there's only women, then meet more women and then socialize with them more and then get them involved in your life and then get them to bring some guys and men along to other events. So just use every social or networking work environment to meet new people, in any environment to meet new people. So go for it. Don't hold yourself back. Believe in yourself, believe in love, and there are husband ready, husband material men and hot spots everywhere you go. So get out there, break through your barriers and your beliefs that are holding you back and create opportunities. Thank you.